Is Israel as a nation still the covenant people of God? Do the promises still apply to them?
You know, Martin, this is the big question. And the evangelical world hotly believes that this dispensation is actually still active, alive and well, and living in Israel.
Yes.
Right? So are they still the covenant people of God? The new covenant points to salvation in Christ.
Correct.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And it is based on better promises.
Yes.
The old covenant was made with Israel. And we must think about this logically. The old covenant was given in type.
Mm-hmm.
The new covenant is the anti-type. The old covenant was the shadow.
Yes.
The new covenant is the substance.
Mm-hmm.
So now my question is, can the shadow and the substance be two covenants? I'm busy working on a series on the book of Hebrews. And this issue is very, very prominent mm-hmm. in the book of Hebrews. The excellence of the new covenant as it is in mm-hmm. Christ. And the consequences of the rejection of this new way of approaching God are horrendous. So when we look at it, there's a quote here in Early Writings, page 213, which says, I saw that God had forsaken the Jews as a nation. I must be very careful here, not as individuals.
Correct. That's so important.
Yes. But that individuals amongst them will yet be converted and be enabled to tear the veil from their hearts and see that the prophecy concerning them has been fulfilled. They will receive Jesus as the Savior of the world and see the great sin of their nation in rejecting and crucifying him. Now, Martin, if you cling to the shadow, which pointed to the greater reality, then having rejected the greater reality and clinging to the shadow, are you then still under the covenant promise of God?
No.
Doesn't the Bible say having annulled the first, he implemented the second?
Yes.
What does the word annulled mean, Martin?
Completed, fulfilled.
Done away with. Your house has been left to you?
Yes, desolate. That was the verse I was thinking.
What
about.
Is that? Empty.
Empty.
Empty. So empty that it could be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
If you now want to rebuild that house and re-implement the sacrificial system.
Yes.
Are you busy with the shadow or are you busy with the substance?
With the shadow.
You're busy mm-hmm. with the shadow. So can there be two covenants? One that is active in the shadow and one that is active in the substance?
No.
It's not possible.
No.
It's not possible. Because the shadow pointed to the greater reality.
Yes.
I used the example of a tree.
Mm.
A tree casts a shadow. And by looking at the shadow, you can see that you're dealing with the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can determine roughly the size of the tree. You can determine how it's standing. Is it upright? Is it skew? There are many things. The size of the leaves. You can determine many things from the shadow. Can you climb the shadow?
No.
It doesn't hold your weight, right?
No.
So the substance is what it is about. And the substance is arrived at by faith in a completed work.
Yes.
And the substance of the shadow is Christ.
Correct.
So if you do not accept Christ, are you then part of the covenant?
No,
it is a sin.
Yes.
The sin of the book of Hebrews talks of neglecting so great a salvation. So unfortunately, if we look at the nation of Israel, the house is desolate. That's biblical. The first has been annulled. It no longer exists. They clung to the shadow to such a degree that they were willing to proclaim it is better that one man die for the sake of the people. In other words, our religious shadow system, than that the people, our religious community and shadow system, should die for the sake of one man. So they clung to it and they rejected so great a salvation. Therefore, this quote is absolutely biblical. And the promises, according to the scripture, were transferred to those who believe.
Correct.
The promises went to spiritual Israel, the spiritual seed of Abraham, who believed God, and it was accredited to him and therefore to them also as righteousness.
And that hasn't changed.
No.
It was the same in the Old Testament. The first covenant had exactly the same criteria.
Correct.
If they clept, if they held on to the faith that they were supposed to, they would have seen the Messiah for whom he is, and not went, like you just said, and rejected him.
Good. When we do the series on the book of Hebrews, which we will be doing shortly, then this contrast should become very clear. It's difficult in one answer of this nature to cover the whole thing, because after all, the whole world has been swept into this kind of thinking. All the eyes are on Jerusalem. The whole world's eyes are on Jerusalem, where they expect the building of the third temple. Now, the second temple, not one stone was to be left upon another. What does that mean spiritually? Not one stone. Not one peg, if it were a tent.
Not even the cornerstone is in there anymore.
Nothing. It's gone. It's done away with. It has been annulled. It has been replaced. And this is the important issue. Now, where does the state of Israel actually come from in modern times? Is it born out of a biblical concept, or is it born out of a Masonic concept?
It's born out of the Masonic concept, but they use biblical scripture to try and justify it.
Yes, but they distort the biblical scripture.
That's the thing.
So this is a Masonic concept set up with finances from the Masonic fraternities. And then the very nations that it was made with do not even comprise the people that are currently there to a very great extent, because many of these were converts to Judaism. So they are not from the literal tribe of Judah. So there are many, many issues here that we need to discuss, and we will be doing that, as I say, in fullness in the book of Hebrews.
Thank you. I think we can conclude with that.